Now, Michael, fantastic to see that the Premiership has come back to Moree. Pretty tough old game, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. We were our own worst enemy, but the boys, Pirates showed up today for a game. And, they really put it to us and come down to the last minute. And we just hung in there and we got the job done.
Yeah. Kingy and Jamie have done a fantastic job with you too over the last couple of years in second grade.
Yeah, Kingy and Josh are, it's tough to coach second grade. You don't know who you really got until Thursday night. And then sometimes you can still lose blokes come Saturday morning. So the boys have done an awesome job in keeping everyone there. And we have had a good playing group there this year. And full credit to those boys. They've done well.
And still in first grade as well. Another successful season while finishing third. It's still tough in this two-tier competition to sort of week in, week out, sort of try and get motivated to perform, especially if you're going to be in that bottom sort of five.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard. Yeah, and it sort of tests the depth out in the club, and in a way it's good. A lot of young fellas got some first grade time this year, but it just takes a toll on your good players week in, week out. But that's the avenue they've taken, so we just got to roll with it.
Yeah, well, there always can be choices later on in the year when the board meet, but what are your thoughts? Do we go back to the way it was, traditionally, or is the two tiers something we have to look at for maybe another year and really then, what's going to go on after a couple of years of it?
To be honest, the two-tier, there's nothing wrong with how it was. You're always going to have sides that struggle, and maybe the two-tier comp would have been all right. It was just how they done it. Maybe Walker or Scone, maybe they should have had their own grand final, their own day, and I thought that was the whole aim of, the whole idea of having the two-tier comp, so those sides struggling financially could host a grand final and get a bit of revenue for their club. So, but anyway, maybe with a bit more thought and a bit more planning, it could have a bit of merit, but if it ain't broken, don't fix it, I think.
Yeah. Finally, you've been threatening to quit for a while. This is going to definitely be your last year like Ricker, or you're up for another 10?
Oh, I don't know. I'll hold up. Depends. Yeah, I'd like to get 250 games, but I don't think anybody's saying no. But I don't know. How can you give it away when you keep winning grand finals and you got a good bunch of blokes like we have? It's hard to give something up like that, that's for sure.
Well, it's not as if you're busting your guts at GrainCorp, so you're well rested when you come into play on Saturdays. But almost congratulations, Mick Grant. Mick, of course, is the skipper of the Bartooch Transport second grade side. He's helped themselves to the Coles Cup. Martin, fantastic to see that the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies have not only been able to get a plate, but get another plate in winning the first year, second tier competition. But have you enjoyed the whole competition this year overall?
Man, it's been a really long season. We had a few ups and downs, but in credit to both coaches, Duncan and Ben, they really stuck with us, and they've done a great job for us.
Start of the season, you had you had one round against all the teams, and then you went into the second tier. Do you think it was a little bit easier, or there was more competitiveness between those bottom five just to be able to, with the lure of playing in a grand final and winning a title?
I think we thought it was going to be a bit easier going into it, but we soon found out it was a lot tougher than we thought. So there were some great teams in there, and it is a good confidence builder for some of the lower teams.
You're in your first couple of years here in Australia. How are you enjoying yourself, and do you miss the Emerald Isle?
Oh, it's a lot hotter here today than it would be at home. But I'm loving it here. It's going great.
And what about the club overall? Fantastic to have that success, but really now next year it's driving it on and being able to move into, back into the first tier, or do you want to see everybody come back together and have each other playing each other home and away?
Look, we're going to have to roll this success into next season and really try and build on that, and we'll see what happens next year.
And overall, while you thank the coaches, the club is just going to get bigger and better out of this success and hopefully get more players. And you'll be able to get players to come in from nowhere, even though people say, yeah, you're buying imports everywhere. But they just happen to lob in and want to play rugby.
Just like me, Matt, came in and bought.
And what about your workout at Wildland Group? You're still out there enjoying yourself?
Yeah, mate, loving it out there. It's going great.
Thanks for your time, Martin. Warmest congratulations. That was Martin Heenan, the captain of the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies.